From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. After less than 5 hours of deliberation, a jury has convicted Eric Lively of second-degree murder in the death of Jesse Simpson, who died shortly after Lively ran over him with his truck. It happened on May 3rd at an intersection in Shelter Cove. The jury acquitted Lively of first-degree murder counts. The Shelter Cove man accused of fatally striking his neighbor, 42-year-old Jesse Simpson, with his pickup while Simpson was trimming weeds near the intersection of Debbie Lane and Eileen Road on the afternoon of May 3rd. A new service to make sure residents at Arcata, Jacoby Creek, Bayside, McKinleyville, and Manila are all right. Are You Okay? is a telephone reassurance service to assist members of the community who live alone. It offers regular contact and peace of mind for subscribers. The program also available to residents in the greater Eureka area served by Humboldt Bay Fire. Each morning at a prearranged time, the Are You Okay system automatically calls subscribers and tracks if the call is answered. If no answer is noted, the system will call again a predetermined number of times. If there is still no response, an alert is created, and an HSRC or city ambulance staff member will either call the subscriber's emergency contacts or notify a public safety representative to initiate a welfare check. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office says a man wearing a gorilla mask ripped off Murphy's Market in Cotton Wednesday. Now they have a description of that suspect. That culprit entered the store at about 5:40 p.m. wearing the mask, and when asked to take it off, he did. He then loaded up a shopping cart with several $100 worth of merchandise, then tried to leave the store without paying. A store clerk confronted the suspect and tried to detain him for shoplifting. The suspect sprayed the clerk with some kind of chemical agent and fled the business on foot. He didn't take any merchandise with him, but left behind that gorilla mask along with a knife. Now police say he's described as a white male adult in his late 20s, 6'2 or 6'3, average build about 220 pounds, short dark brown hair, and a medium complexion. Anyone who knows anything about him or the incident should contact authorities. An alert neighbor helped keep a home in McKinleyville from being ripped off. Sheriff's deputies dispatched to a residence on the 1700 block of Bird Avenue for a report of suspicious activity. The neighbor reported to dispatchers that the owner of the residence wasn't home and suspicious subjects were moving items out of the residence. Upon arriving there, deputies recognized wanted felon, 27-year-old Jonathan Guidinelli, standing at the door. Guidinelli arrested on a felony warrant, false impersonation, and possession of more than an ounce of marijuana. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.